Congress comes back from summer recess tomorrow to a long to-do list. President Obama seems to have locked up enough support to get the Iran nuclear deal done, but a bunch of other contentious and important issues remain. Joining us now is NPR lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm good. It's going to be a long September, isn't it?
It sure is. It's going to be a long fall.
What's ahead for Congress?
Well, there are a lot of things that they really need to work on. The Iran vote, avoiding a government shutdown, within that funding of the Export-Import Bank once again, reaching a deal on the debt limit. So a lot of important things, and in a very short period of time. In particular, this government shutdown.
Yeah.
You have just a handful of days for Congress to work something out. You have some of the Jewish holidays. You have the Iran vote. You have the Pope here for a week.
Right.
And we only have a few weeks to go until the shutdown would happen October 1st.
I'm sure nobody wants the government to shut down right when the Pope is going to be here, but let's talk about the government potentially shutting down. What's at play? Like, how's that going to work out?
Maybe the Pope can say a prayer or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll need it.
Go to a higher power. There are a lot of sticking points in the government shutdown. I mean, Planned Parenthood funding is the biggie. You know, there are a lot of Republicans, it's filtered onto the campaign trail, that think that that funding for Planned Parenthood after these surreptitious videos that came out alleging selling of fetal tissue is something that they don't want to fund Planned Parenthood for. And some Republicans are willing to tie that to a shutdown. Now, not every Republican is willing to do that. A Diane Black of Tennessee, for example, worries that a shutdown would be blamed on Republicans and would take the focus off of abortion. And like I said, not a lot of time to figure some of this out, but there are some big sticking points there. A top aide that I talked to for Mitch McConnell's office said that they want to get a temporary continuing resolution once again for just temporary funding to get this passed.
Speaking of temporary, Highway Trust Fund, something that Congress has not been able to figure out a long-term fix for over the past couple of years. What can we expect on highway funding?
Yeah, about a half a dozen times since 2008, they've only had temporary funding. And Republicans are trying to work on a long-term deal, they say, but there are a lot of problems when it comes to how to pay for it. And some Republicans on the tax side of things, with Paul Ryan, who's the head of the Tax Ways and Means Committee, wants a different way to fund the TSA. You know, when you go to the airport, mm-hmm. the people who are checking you in and stuff, and tax compliance. Democrats want an increase on gas and diesel fuels. So very short time to get something like this done. They have until about December to figure it out.
Can we expect the tenor in Washington to be any different when they come back from recess?
No, I mean, doubtful. I mean, when you have a shutdown, you have the potential with Planned Parenthood. You know, you have this highway funding on what to do about it. And then you have the debt ceiling, and that expires in November or December. This has become an issue since the advent of the Tea Party in the House in particular. A lot of Republicans don't want to raise that because they see it as a moral issue on mm-hmm. debt. And Democrats say, look, this has been raised countless times, even under Ronald Reagan, and threatened default. It's not the way to govern.
We'll be following the debate over the debt ceiling for sure as the weeks and months go on. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thanks as always. It'll be fun.